Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And today is episode 68, Saturday Scrawl number 12. I'm still here. But first, a message from the Happy Whisk. Take it away, Ivy.
Hey, that's what I do. I'm listening to podcasts right now as I'm cleaning my prep station. It's fantastic. So good luck on your office. I hope you get it clean. Happy 2019, and I'll see you in the next podcast.
Thanks for that, Ivy. That was, a couple weeks ago. I did make some headway on my office, and today I'm making more headway. My dad got really into genealogy, and my mom joined him in that endeavor. When I was 15, he slipped on the ice and shattered his lower right leg, and he was in a cast for 18 months or 2 years. It was a long, long ordeal. And he kept running out of things that could keep his mind occupied, and he got into genealogy. And after Mom died, I packed up 10 banker boxes of genealogy material out of, it's either two or three file cabinets in his office at the house there, and I started going through and making a manual index, and then it just kind of got set aside. And I've moved these boxes upstairs to downstairs and back up and from room to room, and I keep saying, oh, this winter I'm going to work on it. I don't know how many winters it's been that I've not done anything, so I finally decided this is the winter I'm going to do it. So I started on the first box. A banker box holds a lot of paper. I decided this was box number 7, because I numbered them, because they were alphabetically organized by surname. And I got through about, I'd say, a ream and a half of paper. A ream is 500 sheets, so, and a banker box holds a lot more than that. So if you looked in the box, you're going to have a hard time telling that I did anything, other than instead of being packed full of files, there's enough room you can stick something in there if you wanted to. So this is going to take a lot longer than I thought. I thought I'd be able to get through a whole box in a day or a weekend at most. I don't think so. But getting through this will help me downsize long term. I want to downsize so my sons don't have to go through all my crap when I die. Because let's face it, we all die. And do your family a favor, downsize so they don't have to deal with all your crap when you're gone. Plus, I'll have more room for my stuff I want to deal with. Genealogy is an interest of mine. I kind of got away from the focus on that I had after my parents died, and I've been trying to get back into dealing with that a little bit. And that ties into game stuff. I've noticed Tim over at Gothridge Manager's been downsizing a lot of his game material, the stuff he doesn't use, to make room for the stuff he does use and new stuff he plans to use. I probably ought to downsize some stuff, but I've got so much stuff in the way, I got to get it out of the way first. Want to be able to have less physical clutter so that I have less mental clutter, because if I get this done and get it off my list, I don't have to think about it anymore. Plus, I don't have to look at it anymore. That'll give me more mental bandwidth for focusing on fun stuff. I've been working on stuff. I put out another PDF at the end of December for NPC ideas. It's Pay What You Want on Drive-Thru RPG. Basically different ideas for working with non-player characters. The big idea I had was, as a game master, just use your own characters that you've played. Easy. Or take a concept of an NPC that your game master or other game masters you've played with have used and use that. And for some more practical examples, all the player characters from D&D that I've played over the years, I wrote them up and put them in there so you can see that, including Griswold, the namesake for Follow Me and Die. I've got many other ideas. My January PDF is going to be magic items. I am slowly getting caught up on podcasts. I've made a few call-ins here and there, mostly a lot of applause here and there. I do appreciate all the shout-outs from people, and I don't know that I'm going to be back to my regular 3 episodes a week. I think I'm going to maybe just stick to a Saturday episode, since work is still crazy busy. I've gotten in lots of overtime the last couple of weeks. I'll probably get overtime in again this week. My stress level's getting better as the volume of work ceases, but I'm not getting done with work till after 6, and then it takes time to wind down, and then I have trouble getting to sleep at a decent hour, so I have trouble the next day, so it's a vicious cycle. I'm not going to commit to any regular episodes, but I felt like making one today. Listening to all these different episodes and hearing about all the cool things everybody's getting into inspired me, and me making progress on my little going through the first of the many boxes of genealogy materials makes it a lot easier to think about fun stuff. I hope you're having a great 2019. My 2019's looking pretty good. If everything comes together, I will be launching the Kickstarter for the card game I keep talking about. I really want to get that done. In the year that I launch it will be the year that I deliver. I want to launch the Kickstarter, fund the Kickstarter, do the work on the Kickstarter, and deliver the last piece of the Kickstarter all in whatever calendar year it starts. We're going to finish in the same calendar year. I just have several things up in the air before I can get to the point of actually launching. I've got lots of things in place, but there are some things that are out of my control right now, and just as soon as I know more, I will let you all know. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen today. I hope you're having a great January, that 2019 is full of hope and promise and lots of gaming, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!